here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Oh, do you remember that feeling, that freedom feeling the last day of school when you watched it on telly last night? I'm like, oh, remember that when all of a sudden it doesn't matter what your parents say. It doesn't matter.
No.
You never have to do your homework again.
No.
Ever.
I never got the Vegemite sandwich, two biscuits and the apple with a bite out of it.
That's right.
I never got the orange with the peel cut off all the way around and put back on it ever. One more time. That was the end of it.
Well, like graduations, formals happened last night, last day of school yesterday. Yep. Mm. Different, though. A lot of parents couldn't turn up to the graduations across the coast. They had to Skype in.
Mm.
So now they're saying schoolies will be going ahead. A lot of private parties, which concerns me because it's going to be like the old days when I went to school, is where you made up your own recreation.
And
that's extremely dangerous. But anyway, they can dance, so it's not like Footloose. But I didn't realise this year we're the guinea pigs. Here's the principal from a local school and what he had to say.
They call themselves the guinea pigs. They were the first preps, the first year sevens, the first 12s to get the new ATAR and QCE. They worked through the lockdown. They worked through the home schooling.
How's that?
Yeah.
The guinea pig year. Well done, guys. You made it.
Yay. Great news. It looks like the Gold Coast Titans are going to run a women's team. So there's only four in the NRL competition as it is. So it's not really a competition when you play three games.
Right.
But it looks like the Titans want to add a female team to their
track,
which is great because the Gold Coast Suns have one, and women's footy in AFL and also in NRL is growing so quickly here on the Gold Coast. Let's give them time and give them space and also give them a chance of playing at the top level and the elite level, and hopefully they can start earning money like the AFL females do and make it a career.
Yeah, nice.
What would I play?
Halfback, and you'd be a bloody good one.
You know what you do if you're my coach? Just put some hot water on me because that gets me fired up.
Yeah.
I can lift a car if I get burnt. There you go.
Look, let's go to State of Origin now, which Bridge will be playing in 12 months' time.
Yeah,
The Chook has had a crack at the Berejiklian over the Origin.
Yeah.
So have a little listen to this first.
I'm asking Queenslanders, what should I text the New South Wales Premier? I'll be looking forward to hearing your comments, and the best one I'll be sending.
Yes. Yes. So passive aggressive.
She's sending it this morning.
Finally, a Queensland sledging competition.
Yeah.
Let's get stuck into this.
It.
But, you know, look, it's over the years, there's been all these things that have gone on, and they're saying that this is a childish thing to do from a Premier. No way. We've been flying flags over each other's bridges for years. The Premier at one stage had to wear the jersey of the other state.
That's right.
But God, I remember the Opera House was maroon.
Yes.
You know, for 12 bloody years.
And that is what you need to know.